deployed in the Democratic Republic of Congo, according to the SANDF, which was expanding its mission in the DRC. Three South African soldiers injured when rebels launched mortars and rocket attacks close to their base. The soldiers are in the DRC as part of a UN-backed force aimed at neutralizing the M23 rebels. Let's try and clear up some of this confusion. Now, the managing editor of the African Defense Review, John Stupart, is with us. Welcome. Thank you very much for joining us. Two nights ago, we were in conversation with the SANDF, who told us that snipers were involved. What's the story?
Well, the thing is, I think with the capability of these snipers in question, it's not really something you publicly bring out and talk about and say that this is part of the package that we're sending with the FIB. What will happen is it's simply just a capability that many of our soldiers are actually trained in and capable of. The equipment will be there and it'll go with them. And it's simply a case of if the situation calls for it, they'll be able to perform the mission.
Would someone who has sniper capability be a normal part of a mission such as being deployed to the DRC?
I think the Joint Operations Division within the Defence Force would certainly plan for as many eventualities as they can. And I think, you know, a lot of discussion about equipment questions and things like that, this is evidence of, if anything, of good preparation by Joint Operations to prepare for any eventuality.
What's the difference between a sniper and someone who's just a good shot?
Right, well, a sniper, it's a lot more technical sort of aspect of marksmanship, of using a rifle. Often they work in teams. I think in South Africa's case, we work in teams as well. You have a shooter and a spotter, whereas often what you see, what is actually termed a marksman, will simply be a soldier with a rifle with a sort of telescopic sight that they can then use to project firepower against the opposing forces at a longer range than is normal. Whereas a sniper is there to take out more high-value targets.
All right, the SANDF called a news conference today saying it's perhaps going to be a little bit more forthcoming with the information that it gives to the public. During this particular mission, do you think there's been a bit of ducking and diving here as far as disclosure is concerned?
I would say absolutely not. In terms of the Department of Defense communications operations there, they've actually, this is a big step forward for them. Traditionally, communications with Department of Defense has been very difficult to get good information, as we all saw from the CAR battle. And I think lessons have been learned with the Department of Defense there. And I think in terms of communications, there's a distinct ease today, seen from their press release, there's a distinct effort on their side to try and do better by informing the South African public on what our soldiers are doing.
All right, let's talk about the operation itself. By all accounts, the force that's being deployed there seems to be acquitting themselves well and with a degree of bravery.
Right, yes, absolutely. I think the South African Defence Force, I think unfairly, has had a bit of a poor reputation these days by popular opinion, on our fighting capabilities. There's this stigma that they're all HIV positive and they can't fight and they're cowardly, when that's actually been patently proven untrue. Our soldiers have acquitted themselves very well in the CAR as well. Even though sustaining casualties, they actually inflicted pretty good sort of casualties on the opposing rebels in the CAR. And I think in the DRC, this is an excellent first step, not only for the South African soldiers, but in the way our South African soldiers have cooperated with other members of the
FIB. So it goes some way post the CAR to restoring a battered reputation?
Right, absolutely. I think this is definitely a positive step forward in communicating and performing our mission in the DRC.
Let's talk about the mission going forward. The United Nations tonight, if I'm not mistaken, requesting South African authorities for additional artillery. There is some discussion about how this is going to happen. Is it a question of capacity or money?
I think it's for the South African Defence Force. We can provide anything that is asked of us within reason, obviously. Artillery, it's not a problem. We can provide it. The real question is cost. It's absolutely a question of, will the United Nations pay for this? And if so, then it's a question of chartering the aircraft to actually lift our artillery systems there. That said, the Tanzanians already have an artillery battalion there, and they're doing quite well as well. I believe last week they were also involved in fighting and acquitted themselves very well. But certainly, if anything is asked of us, artillery, attack helicopters, or anything of that sort of scale, I think it's more a question of cost rather than actual feasibility.
As a matter of interest, is it covering cost or are these operations run at a profit?
I think for the most part for South Africa, we're not doing this to make a profit. I think it's important to remember that even when we do get the money back from the United Nations, it goes straight to Treasury, and the Department of Defense then has to sort of reacquire that money from there. So whether or not the Department of Defense will run this at a profit, I don't think that's the case here. I think unlike a lot of peacekeeping operations where you see this military tourism going on, where a lot of soldiers are simply there to collect extra pay for themselves and for their host nation, I think for the South Africans, this is more a case of strategic interest in the Central African region.
Thank you very much for the assessment here on Newsnight. The views there of John Stupart from the African Defense Review.